MGCB suspends Twin Spires over wagering law breach. The Michigan Gaming Control Board, MGCB, has suspended the operations of Churchill Downs' Twin Spires horse racing segment in the state. The regulator issued the suspension order against the betting operator, citing alleged violations of Michigan's advance deposit wagering, ADW, laws and the horse racing law of 1995. The licensee allegedly failed to comply with a previous directive to cease advance deposit wagering activities for Michigan residents. Under Michigan's horse racing law of 1995, simulcast and ADW are required by statute to be linked to a live racing event at a licensed track. Since no tracks in Michigan are currently licensed for live horse racing, ADW is not permitted. To legally provide ADW services, operators must first obtain a track license approved by the MGCB. On December 23, 2024, the MGCB issued a directive to all licensed third-party facilitators to suspend ADW account wagering services for Michigan residents starting January 1, 2025, pending the resolution of all licensing matters. Three of the providers, ExpressBet, LLC, NYRA Bets, LLC, and Odds Technologies, LPD, B, ATVG Network, complied with the order. However, Twin Spires allegedly notified the board of its plan to continue offering account wagering services to Michigan residents despite state law. In response, the MGCB intervened by issuing a summary suspension order to ensure compliance with established simulcast racing laws. A virtual hearing has been scheduled with an administrative law judge to review the summary suspension and consider additional fines and penalties. However, the MGCB has not yet announced a date for the hearing. Gaming industry raises $500 million for good causes. Michigan recently made headlines after the MGCB revealed that the state's gambling industry generated more than $500 million for community and responsible gaming programs in 2024. While online casino taxes accounted for $388.5 million, retail casinos and sportsbooks contributed $100.5 million. Online sports betting added $12.9 million, and fantasy contests generated nearly $300,000.